Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Fatherhood, the importance of a dad in the home. This Sunday, we will celebrate Father's Day, and I couldn't think of a better guest to have on the Daily Spotlight than my friend, Tad Wagner. Tad, you have, I believe, 7 children, right? Yep. And they range from what ages?
Soon to be 20. My oldest is 19, and all the way down to a 7-year-old.
So you've got a busy home. I know Annie homeschools. Yep. 2 of your children, you've given them a forever home. You adopted them after caring for them in the foster system. And they're actually multiracial. And so it's just a beautiful experience, I think. You really demonstrate the love of a dad. Yesterday, we talked about dads aren't perfect, make mistakes, and apologizing to your children, having a tone of humility. But also, I think as dads, sometimes you probably feel the pressure when it's time, like Chloe. She's getting ready to go out of the nest and have I taught her everything she needs to know. How do you handle that?
Well, I think as parents, you're tempted to think that your children have to know everything. You have to be diligent to teach them every little thing before they go off into the world. You want them to be blessed and successful and protected. But the truth of the matter is that God has more learning in store for them. This is a partnership with God to raise your kids and release them to the world. And if you think you're going to achieve all that they need to know to be all of that, then that's never going to happen. And as a parent, there's some freedom in knowing, hey, God's going to make up for my mistakes and my failures and the things that I left out. And they've got a whole life in front of them to discover all of this.
It's beautiful that we can make mistakes, whether you're a mom or a dad or a guardian, that being humble before our kids, say, you know, I want to redo there. It gives them the opportunity to fly their wings and know that they'll be loved if they should fail. Well, tomorrow we're going to continue the conversation. You have 2 essentials that you think are very important to raising kids. So stay tuned as we continue the conversation about fatherhood.